Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz demands action on 1944 water treaty enforcement. Texas Border Business, by Roberto Hugo Gonzalez. Texas Border Business, Mission, Texas, U.S. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz delivered a powerful and urgent message at Friday's press conference hosted by the Texas International Produce Association, TIPA, in Mission, Texas, warning that South Texas can no longer afford to wait for Mexico to comply with its water delivery obligations under the 1944 Water Treaty. For far too long, 80 years, we have been held hostage by the Mexican government, which failed over and over to give us the water that they owed us on a timely basis, de la Cruz said. That's why we lost our sugarcane industry, over 500 jobs and millions of dollars gone. That will not happen under my watch. Her remarks emphasized the growing frustration in South Texas, where farmers, cities, and entire communities depend on the Rio Grande for survival. De la Cruz explained that despite ongoing diplomatic efforts, Mexico's repeated shortfalls have left the valley's economy and agriculture at risk. It is unacceptable, she said. We have traded in good faith for decades, while our farmers, ranchers, and families have suffered from Mexico's failure to deliver what it owes. The congresswoman credited recent collaboration with the administration for modest progress, noting that Mexico has begun repaying part of its water debt. We worked very closely with the President and Secretary Rawlins to make sure that we not only delivered $280 million to our South Texas farmers who had been devastated because of the loss of water, but we also got the Mexican government to come to the table and deliver over a year's worth of water in 6 months, she said. Still, de la Cruz stressed that without enforceable mechanisms, the problem will continue to repeat. We need to put teeth on the 1944 water treaty, she said. What I am working to do, linking this treaty to the USMCA, has never been done before. But it will be done, because this President and Secretary Rawlins understand that food security is national security. She explained that incorporating the treaty into the United States-Mexico-Canada Agreement, USMCA, would create consequences for noncompliance. Currently, there are no consequences to the Mexican government if they fail to deliver, she said. By tying it to the USMCA, we create enforceable measures if Mexico does not comply. That's how we make sure our farmers, our economy, and our communities are protected. De la Cruz urged residents across the Rio Grande Valley to take immediate action by submitting comments to the U.S. Trade Representative before November 3, 2025. Through https://comments.ustr.gov/submit-new-comment?docket number =ooster-2025-0004 or by scanning the QR code below. We need the public to step in and make comments, she said. This is the time when the Rio Grande Valley can step into the national light and highlight the need for this treaty to be enforced. This is our moment to act, and failure is not an option. See related stories. Congresswoman Monica de la Cruz urges action to enforce 1944 water treaty through USMCA. Dale Murden calls for enforceable water treaty through USMCA. OPED. No water, no life. South Texas must unite for water security. Daniel Rivera warns that water crisis threatens economic growth across South Texas. Dante Galeazzi urges Valley residents to act. If the river stops flowing, so do we. First name email.